managing weight loss without losing power.
This comes back to the carbohydrate periodization part, right? Mm-hmm. So that cyclist I told you who has cereal in the morning, pasta at lunch and pizza at dinner, right? There's just carbs all day long. If I was to look at that, and it's always the case, nobody can ever hit their protein requirements, right? Protein is that thing, obviously, that retains muscle mass, lean muscle mass. So if I put somebody into a calorie deficit, I better make sure that none of that body weight loss is from muscle mass. They're going to lose power. They're going to sleep shit because their protein requirements for normal hormone production will be hampered, and they're just going to feel a little bit rubbish, right? So, but obviously power coming from muscle, you want to retain as much of that as possible. Mm-hmm. So periodizing your carbohydrate, but using protein as the kind of basic element of each of those meals, you know, that kind of never really changes for a lot of athletes, like what your protein requirements are on a daily basis, kind of per meal. It doesn't change too much. So if I say to somebody, I need you to have 30 grams of protein at least 4 times a day, then put your carbohydrates on top of that, depending on what the training session is. Medium to low carb for rest days, high carb for your training days. That alone, like that information alone, and that kind of planning alone is kind of the biggest win for me when it comes to weight loss for athletes without losing power.
I think that's important to point out too, for maybe the newer listener who might, they've heard the word periodization, periodize your carbs, like, wait, what does that mean for training? And then Ellen finished that off with, based on your hard session, you eat differently than if you're on a rest day. And there's blogs that go in depth on that, and just use the carbs as fuel for your harder sessions. And then this kind of also ties into the first part of the conversation. You know, you don't need to have all these carbs for an endurance ride, but think about what's the next session. If you're going to have a hard ride the next day, you might need to lean the diet towards carbs after the long ride so that you're fueled to have the energy to put out the big watts if your coach has a big ride the next day.
Absolutely.
I love that aspect of anchoring it with the protein, using the carbs for energy for the specific intervals. And then is it fair to say that the correct amount of fat that we need is just going to get into the diet through normal healthy eating, or do you have a goal or avoidance aspect for that?
Well, this is where, say, if, because we were talking specifically here about weight loss,
right?
Fat is generally the one that does have to be decreased quite a bit, because with a gram of fat, you basically have 9 calories, right? A gram of carbohydrate is 4 calories, right? Mm-hmm. It's almost double the amount of energy for the same amount of food. So, and it's not very satiating, so it doesn't really fill you up, right? You have, if you had a tablespoon of peanut butter versus like a whole big bowl of salads, they might be the same amount of carbohydrate. And that's called,
sad. It's not fair.
Energy density.
Yeah.
So I need to fill up those athletes, because they need to not think they're in a calorie deficit because they're eating so much food, right? Mm-hmm. And I always get that. Why am I eating so much food and I'm still losing weight? But it's because there's a lot of volume for not a lot of calories, or for a little less calories, obviously, than if there was a lot more fat in it. Mm-hmm. So we'll make sure that we're keeping our fat intake from beneficial sources that will help with recovery. So your omega-3s and your unsaturated fats and that kind of thing. Obviously, I'm not going to tell someone that they can't have cheese, okay? That would be awful. So it's
just, I will.
It's just, no, about managing, I just, where I... that would be.
I think one of my friends one time, shout out to Andrew, a guy I raced with back in 2012, for those that remember the Mount Bora Nail Squad. And we were talking about cheese, and he's like, I always just ask myself, what's the nutritional value of that piece of cheese? And I think I more lean to, you know, you got to live, if you have to be a happy cyclist. So if the bowl of ice cream is going to make you really happy and you go to bed and whatever, like, then you got to fit in sometimes. Don't do it all the time. But I do ask myself, I'm like, is this helping me get faster? Or is this just my, like, you know, primate brain being like, oh, that cheese, that looks really good. Then you put it in your mouth, you get happy for 3 seconds, and you're like, oh, damn, I shouldn't have eaten that. So,
well, that's the question we ask them then. What's your priority?
Right.
If exactly. your priority, yes. and it depends where you are in your season, right? What's the priority here? Are you out for dinner with your mates and that burger is looking just really good? Then your priority is to have that burger and enjoy your time with your mates, right? Mm-hmm. Listen to that podcast with your man Cooper the other week.
Yeah, shout out Cooper.
And he talks about like going out for burgers with his mates, and there is nothing better. That's my go-to, is a big, juicy, dirty burger. Mm-hmm. And if someone tells me that I can't have that, then that's probably not someone I want to work with, because right. we have this 80% rule. If you can stick to your plan 80% of the time, and if you add up the amount of meals in your week and then you scraped off 20% of it, it's actually quite a lot of meals, right? So if you can stick to your plan 80% of the time and then go enjoy your time and have the cheese or whatever it might be, whatever your guilty pleasure is, then enjoy that for what it is and do not feel guilty about it.
And I think
that can just screw up.
Timing is also huge when it's holiday time and there's all these treats and I love cookies and I love potato chips. So if there's cookies that my sister made and they get sent here, I bring it out on a bike ride and I actually will then eat it